Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to the What's Up Falcons podcast.
All right, everybody.
What's up?
What's up? What's up?
And welcome to the What's Up Falcons podcast. My name is Rock, and I'm joined with my boy Q in the house. What's going on, Q?
Man, reunited, and it feels so good.
It does, man. It's been a minute.
It's been a minute. Has anything changed, or is everything still the same, or have I missed anything?
Oh, you've missed a lot, man. It's a whole new day, man. It's a whole new me. It's a whole new you. It's a whole new them. Mm-hmm. It's a whole new stuff, man. We're back. All right, man. And we're also joined with my homie that's all the way over there on the West Coast, the notorious vid maker, Mr. Aries Falcon. Yeah. What's up, Aries?
I'm chilling, man. Tired as fuck.
I feel you, man. I feel you. It's hot out there, man.
Yeah, it's getting too hot out here, man. It makes me want to jump in the pool until I saw the reports on, you know, on what be in some of these damn pools.
You gotta keep
going. Watch out for those wildfires, man.
Oh yeah, watch out for that too.
I live right near the beach. I don't get no wildfires.
Yeah, man, you just got to keep your pool, the chemicals in balance, I guess, and check that stuff almost daily, right, Q?
Once a week, man. Anybody messing with that daily?
I've heard a couple things daily, to check it daily, but, you know, maybe adjust it once a week or whatever.
Yeah, a little E.coli ain't never hurt nobody.
All right, I know.
E.coli never hurt nobody, what?
All right, guys, we're back, man. I know it's been a while, y'all, since we put anything out, but, you know, it's been summertime. It's been hot, you know. Folks have been doing all kind of things, but rest assured, we are back. The Falcons are in training camp, and they're getting ready to get this thing started with this whole new team, man, and we are here for it, man. And we're going to try to have a new show this season for you guys, man. We're going to try to do our stuff live as well as the audio version of our show, so we hope y'all stick with us and check this out and let us know. Leave us comments, man. Hit us up. Let us know something, man. But yeah, man, so it's a new day. All right, guys. Well, don't forget to check us out too, y'all, on our regular places. You can hit us up at Twitter at What's Up Falcons, and you can also hit us up on not SoundCloud. We have a new sponsor. SoundCloud's changed. Not SoundCloud, but Armchair All-American has changed to Sports Drink. So check us out at sportsdrink.org. And they're doing big stuff this year, so we're trying to keep up. So we're going to be everywhere, man. But all right, fellas. So training camp has started. We're already in the, you know, they're in the motions. They're out there getting, you know, getting to it, man. They're fighting and all kind of stuff, man. It's good. Y'all heard anything about the training camp?
Well, I haven't heard much, Aries.
No, I haven't. I haven't heard it. Other than that fight I heard at camp. That's about it. I ain't heard really much about it.
Right, man. I mean, well, I've been kind of keeping up a little bit. I know it's kind of hard, but I've been keeping up a little bit just with seeing what folks who've been to training camp and stuff they've been posting on Twitter and YouTube, man. And you know, a lot of people are getting pretty, they're liking what they're seeing, but we've been down this road before, we've been fooled before, so no one's getting excited as much. We'll know more after that preseason game, you know, we got coming up. But from what I'm seeing and hearing, man, I mean, they're making, I think they're making national media. They made national media with that fight we had. So a couple of weeks ago, last week. So, you know, people are watching us, man. People are
watching. I heard the Saints rookie they signed. He got in 3 fights in 3 days. So now they're talking about doing something to him, some type of punishment. I'm like, man.
Hey, man. Hey, it shows the fight, you know, the fight in him. You know, at least he wants to be there. So, you know, he wants to be on the team.
I like it. I like a good fight.
Oh, I know, man. I know. That's right. But, yeah, man. So, we'll just jump into it. I'll start, you know, telling you guys a little bit what I've heard, and then y'all can just weigh in on it. You know, just you know, your thoughts about what it is. So, we'll get that going. So, yeah. So, they had, well, before I say that, I don't know where Hoop is. Hoop's around somewhere, so hopefully he'll jump in whenever he gets a chance. But then keeping it sexy is keeping it sexy. Maybe we can talk him into joining the season as well.
You gotta ask his wife.
Yeah, I forgot he's a newlywed now, so he we have to ask the missus, so we kind of know what he's up to. But anyway, man, so let's get it going, man. Let me see if I can pull up what I saw about the fights, you know. So during training camp, you know, their practice ended early last week because 2 or 3 fights broke out. And I think it was between, you know, some backup players and people trying to make the roster spot, you know. And I know one of the guys from the Falcoholics, they were posting about it on Twitter. And, you know, and they kind of quoted that Arthur Smith on the training camp fights said that you have to play with discipline, but I'd rather have a guy I have to hold back than a guy I have to push forward. This team has got a chip on its shoulder. I mean, how's that make you feel, Q? I mean, you know, we didn't have that. We never heard about fights before. I mean, What do you think about that? You know, does that make you at least a little excited? Q?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you now.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Hey, man, fights are a part of the game. I'm not too concerned over a fight here and there.
Right.
I actually kind of enjoy it. So, you know, let them fight. Let them duke it out. Last man standing gets the job.
Yeah, man. I mean, that's what I'm saying. What about you, Aries? I mean, I was telling Q that Arthur Blank said that you have to play with discipline, and he'd rather have a guy he has to hold back than a guy he has to push forward. He said his team has got a chip on his shoulder, man. I mean,
yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point.
Does that get you fired up at all about? Because we never heard that before.
I mean, I'm kind of excited to see what happens this season. So, I mean, new quarterback, new receiving core. So, I mean, you know what I'm saying? We got to see what's going on.
And it's the young guys. Yeah, man. And it's the young guys, too. It was defensive tackle Jalen Dalton and what's his name? Jermaine Afidi. And here's some footage of it, in case you hadn't seen the fight.
Oh, I've seen it. Oh yeah, seen a guy came in from the side and boom. Yeah, I seen that.
Yeah, there he goes. But, yeah, he goes flipping over. You see that?
But we see fights in training camp every year on Hard Knocks. So you know, they don't always talk about them, but we know they're happening. You know,
have we had it for the Falcons?
I'm pretty sure in our season of Hard Knocks, we had somebody get into it.
But that was back when we were winning. But yeah, man. But hey, man, before we go on, we have a special guest who just joined us, man. Let me go ahead and include our guest. We have Mr. Keeping It Sexy, Al G, in the house. What's going on, Al G?
What's going on, fellas? I see you still doing it.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. But I had to jump on, man, see what's going on with the Falcons, man. You know, I ain't been keeping up too much lately, so I need to catch up. A lot of catching up.
Al's catching up, man.
Yeah, what's going on?
I don't know, man. We're talking about this training camp, man. Oh, before we go into it, Q, Toby's not our guest. Al's, I guess. I was trying to surprise y'all.
Who's on? Good one.
Oh, Q is on. Who else is on?
Q and Aries.
I was hoping for Toby to hop in. Damn.
Oh, so it's like that, huh?
Stranger danger. Stranger danger.
I see the love. I see the love. But yeah, man, y'all got to catch me up. What's going on?
Yeah, Al, right now we're talking about this training camp and they're fighting out there, man. You know, last week they had to shut down the training camp early because they had about 2 or 3 fights.
I did hear about that.
Yeah, man.
So what happened with that? I mean, what started all that up?
I mean, I'm not really sure. I know it was between a defensive tackle, Jalen Dalton, and Jermaine Feedy. Somebody came running across and got knocked out or something.
At least we know we got some linemen with some fight in them this year, you know?
Exactly.
Just got to do it on the opposite team, not each other. So we'll see that aggression carry over into the season.
Exactly.
You know?
That's
exactly what we need, though. Some dogs on the line, man.
Exactly, man. I think that's, you know, it's kind of giving people, you know, a little, you know, saying, well, maybe we might do a little something, these, you know, because we never really heard too many reports about, you know, people fighting, you know.
I know our linemen used to be out there playing, you know, hopscotch or something, you know.
No, right?
You know, it's good to see. It's good to hear they fight now, you know.
Exactly.
That's part of their conditioning. They got to be strong enough to fight, but then also strong enough after every play to pick up Marcus Mariota. You know, so you got to be conditioned for that.
Yeah. Well, they're hanging out the rib shacks too, huh?
I know. Before, when Dan Quinn was here, man, you didn't hear anything about fights out there. You heard more about they're out there chilling and posing.
Yeah.
You know, blasting that god awful mumble rap and everything.
Exactly.
When Jim Moore was here, he was riding around in D'Angelo's Lamborghini during breaks. This silliness going on.
Yeah, man. Mm.
So wow.
Arthur Smith's trying to make this for real, man. Because this is pretty much his year for, you know, to show. Just put up or shut up.
I hope it's his year to show. And if he don't show.
Yeah. I mean, if he don't show this year, when we going to get it right, man?
I know.
You know?
I know. I mean, I don't think we're going to go all the way this year, but at least if we can see that the culture is changing, his culture, what he's trying to bring here is changing, and we see the fight, then, you know, I think that would be considered a win.
The thing I worry about the most is, like, Arthur Blank's not getting any younger, and he's got the cancer and all this stuff going on. He's had, like, 6 divorces since he's been the owner of the team. I'm like, are we going to have a winning season before Arthur, you know, kicks the bucket, or what's going to happen?
I know. Something's going to have to happen.
Or a new ownership.
Yeah. I don't know, man. They're trying. I mean, you know, they can only do what they can do, but, you know, hopefully Arthur's hanging in. But have anybody seen him or heard anything about him over his
Yeah, there was a picture of him in the AJC. He was at practice yesterday on a golf cart, just sitting there watching.
Oh,
the
good.
Defensive coordinator came over and talked to him, and then Arthur Smith came over and talked to him. But, he was sitting there on the golf cart, just chilling, just kind of just taking things in.
Yeah, man. At some point, man, he ain't going to, you know, really know what's going on. You know? Just watching bodies going around. You know? So, I don't know, man. Like you said, this got to be the year they kind of prove, you know, that we still contenders, man, in this league. You know? If not, I don't know where we go from here. You know, all the coach switches. You know, maybe we need to put our apps in. I'm serious, man. Jesus. But like I said, man, you know, all we can do is, you know, wait and see. You know what the product is. Rock still on? Q, you there?
Yeah, he sent a message. He said his power went out. He's booting back up again. But it sounds like Sounds like we're still on and still recording.
Okay, what about you, Aries?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, so Rock, the only one power went out. Man.
We'll be back on in a second. Have you seen the schedule, Algie?
No, I haven't even seen it, man. You know, I know. I think I seen it in a Rock outline that we got the Lions first preseason game. You know, but I haven't seen the full schedule for the season. So who would play first?
I'm not sure about the regular season. I was just looking at the preseason. But I was wondering about the preseason. Do you guys think, like last year, you know, now that we just had this 3-game preseason, do you guys even think we're going to even see anyone? I mean, because last year they didn't play anybody. Matt didn't take a single preseason snap. Nobody did.
And I mean, and now that there's less games, so I doubt you'll see any other starters. So you know, you're going to get all rookies and walk on.
I wouldn't mind seeing a whole lot of the kid from the Ritter kid from Cincinnati.
Yeah, I think that's who we're gonna see.
I wouldn't mind seeing a lot of him, and we'll probably see a whole lot of the kid from Florida that's been around for a while, the quarterback. What's his last name? Franks.
Mm-hmm.
Kid, he's like 6'6", 6'7", big dude.
Like Cam Newton's body, ain't he?
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. But he got some jets on him. But you know, I've seen him the last couple preseasons and he looked good. But obviously we didn't see him in action in the regular season because we had Matt. But this year I'm hoping, you know, if Mariota doesn't deliver, I'm hoping they don't wait, you know, 8-9 games to pull the trigger and put somebody else in there. I hope we get to see somebody else soon. So I'm hoping, hoping this year it's a revolving door of quarterbacks until we find one that sticks.
Yeah, I'm feeling good about the receiver they picked up.
Now you do know the Felipe Franks is not a quarterback anymore, right?
Is he going to be a tight end now?
Yep, he moved to tight end.
Yeah, but if we have some quarterback situations, though, I was wondering what they were going to do with him. But yeah, I do remember now that they did switch him to tight end.
So is him and Pitts going to be what, alternating?
I don't know if he's ready for all that.
I don't think he's going to get any real playing time, but I mean, he probably like third string.
Oh, gotcha.
But he has a body built for tight end, though. I mean, you could throw a jump pass up, and he could probably jump 7'5" in the air and grab it down.
No.
I mean, the dude is super tall, and he's got some jets on him. Like I said, he's
got some legs on him. That might be good for red zone, then. They need maybe to put him in some red zone plays.
Maybe so. But the last time we saw them try to take a quarterback and put him at tight end, we saw how that worked out for Mr. What's your boy from Florida? University of Florida.
Oh, you're talking about the quarterback?
Yeah, I can't think of his name now. It's escaping me. Tim Tebow. Yeah, you saw how that worked out.
Yeah.
He couldn't block with the damn.
Yeah, but they got Franks. He's fourth string.
We got him at fourth string.
Yeah.
So we probably won't even see him except, well, you know, who knows what he might do in the preseason.
You might see him in preseason, you know, because that's the best way for him to move up the roster is to work in preseason, so.
Yeah, fourth string, the best way to make the roster.
Yeah, and they're gonna work him in preseason because you're not gonna see Kyle Pitts obviously at all.
Yeah.
So you're gonna see a revolving door of tight ends coming in for those three games. So who knows? Maybe he'll surprise us. It'd be nice to have another tight end in case Pitts goes down.
Yeah. So who's behind Pitts right now then?
Aries has it up. You guys still got it up, Aries?
Yo. You may hear me?
Yeah, we hear you. Yeah. We still.
He's back. All right. Yo.
So I guess Rock had to hurry up and pay that bill and get back on.
Hold on.
Aries, you still got that roster up?
Do you know? No, I don't have it up.
Oh,
okay. Franks is 8% tight end, 20% quarterback, but Smith and Marcus and Ritter. Snap. Yeah.
Rock, you got intro music? What was that?
Yeah.
Yeah. think Rock went out again.
I'm hoping to see Ritter, like, you know what I'm saying, a lot in preseason, because I mean they got him up praised so much that I want to see what he can actually do during a game. So
same here. I want to see a lot of them, a whole lot of them. As a matter of fact, obviously, I don't think we're going to see Marcus Mariota since he's the number one, as it appears. So,
yeah, but he's the number one right now because he came in. But if right. Ritter shows a lot during preseason, you never know. He could try to beat him out come week, you know what I'm saying, before week six. He might be starting. So,
but I want to see this receiver, man. That's what I want to see.
It's an open. Oh.
I didn't hear anything about Ritter, though.
Yeah, great. Great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I can't wait to see him, man. You know, that's like that kid they got in Tampa.
Yeah, I heard he lit Notre Dame up. I heard Ritter lit Notre Dame up.
Oh, man.
Oh, before you go, Algie, or before we get too far, what do y'all think about our boy Julio Jones down there in Tampa?
Oh, man.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Julio,
he might reintroduce himself to you real quick. So.
No.
Julio taking shortcuts these days, you know? Trying to take a shortcut to the...
Hey, man, he's old, but I told y'all.
Man. I get Julio about week four before he blows something. And knee, ankle, like Achilles, something.
Oh, yeah. But I did tell y'all, though, a few months back after the Super Bowl, I said Brady reached out to Julio and was like, hey, if you can get yourself healthy, come see me. I didn't think it was going to happen because he kind of got quiet and didn't hear anything else. And then when I saw he signed, I was like, Julio must be healthy or healthy enough to where, you know, Tom feels comfortable enough to bring him in and put him with this guy.
Yeah, but Julio not going to be number one, though, is he?
No, Mike Evans going to be number one.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But, I mean, if Julio can just take Antonio Brown's spot, that might be a good, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be still a good distraction because people never know what kind of condition
he is. They have a decent core now. Like, on paper, they have a good wide receiving core. So we'll see how that turns out.
And they got a good quarterback whose birthday is today. I had to give a moment of silence for the greatest quarterback in the history of the NFL.
Yeah. Not the moment of silence.
Yeah.
But what about our running game, man? Ain't nobody talking a lot about that.
Because they still trying to find it.
Yeah.
I thought they picked up somebody, though. A college kid.
So, yeah, they did. And I read something to AJC. They weren't saying much about the running game. They gave a lot of hype to Kyle Pitts, obviously. I guess he's out there looking good. They didn't say much about Ritter. They didn't say much about Marcus Mariota. They haven't really
said. Well, we do have CP still out there, though. Still got Cordell Patterson out there. So that could be part of the running game. You know, I mean, we got some good skill position players, man, but it still got to have that running game. I would want to use Cordell, you know, spread him out on different things, not just running, though, you know. You might want to use him on kick returns, punt returns, you know. Yeah, so you got to find a solid runner so you can spread him out doing different stuff.
I feel like that first year Patterson was here, he had a great season, but then last year I feel like he just kind of got lost in the mix.
Because he was trying to do too much. Nobody else was doing anything.
Maybe so.
Yeah. So Tyler Aguilar and Williams are going to allow CP to play more wide receiver. That's going to be nasty.
Yeah.
Yeah, CP can play more wide receiver. I mean, you're going to have big bodies all on the field.
Yeah. Like I said, if that line holds up, if they bring that dog to the games like they do in practice, they might have a chance to do something, you know? So, like
he's not going to be kick return no more? Damn.
Say what now?
No, I'm actually reading the chat, you know, even from YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
So they're saying CP isn't going to be kick returner and punt returner anymore.
What? Man, that's where we can actually use him at.
Yeah, but I'd rather see him on the field on offense. you know.
Yeah, but if you get in a good field position on your possession, man, that's a big advantage. You know, you don't want to be starting, you know, at the 20 or below. I know he can get us at least to midfield on his return. You know? So yeah. I don't know what they got planned for that. You know, so we'll see. I don't know who they got playing for that position then. I don't know. It's going to be interesting. That's going to be crazy.
So our first preseason game is actually, I believe, a week from this Friday. I think it's August 12th against the Lions. So
what day is that?
Today is Wednesday the 3rd. So 9 days from now will be Friday the 12th. Was that right? I think so. I think my math is right. So we're gonna
see real quick. August 12th. Pull up my calendar. Yeah. The 12th is a Friday.
So it's a week from this coming Friday. So I mean, we don't have long, man. This is gonna be what very interesting, game, though.
The Hall of Fame game is tomorrow, isn't it?
I don't think it's tomorrow. I thought it was always on a Sunday. I thought it was 6 o'clock this coming Sunday.
I never watched that anyway.
I don't know for sure though. Who's it this year? The Cowboys?
Yeah, I never watched that anyway. It kind of something like the Pro Bowl to me. You know.
Yeah, season officially kicks off tomorrow.
So what time is the first preseason game? Is it a night game?
I would have to look that up. I'm not sure.
Yeah. That would be crazy to have it in the daytime.
Hey, Sean, when's the first game?
Yo, Q, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hey, Sean, when's the first game? Yo, can anybody hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah, it's a night game at around 7 o'clock.
Yeah, I figured that would be time. Okay, cool.
Yeah, it's a night game at around 7 o'clock.
Rock, can you hear us? I think Rock's still having issues.
Rock, can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you guys.
We can hear you too.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah, I can hear you guys.
But I can't hear it in my headphones, and there's a delay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a big delay.
And a big echo.
Crazy. But
hold on, let me try something else.
Oh man, everybody's dropping out.
That's a very interesting schedule. Can y'all still hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. This schedule, I haven't really looked at it too tough, but it's an interesting schedule. It's a very interesting schedule. I mean, starting off week one with the Saints.
Week two against the Rams.
Super Bowl champions. The Seahawks. Mm.
Man.
Got the Browns. We won't see Deshaun Watson. He'll still be suspended. Although, can anybody explain to me what's going on with this appeal and how it works? Does anybody know how? Because I saw something pop up at the about 2 hours ago saying that the NFL was appealing his suspension. So is the NFL trying to not have him suspended at all? Or, I mean, what does that mean?
I thought they were trying to add more to it.
Oh, is that what they're trying to do? They're trying to say it's not enough?
I guess.
But who suspended him? Wasn't it a person that works for the NFL?
I think so.
That's the whole confusion. I felt like it was like an arbitrator who works for the NFL who suspended him.
Until the decision is made in the appeal, he will get to play.
No, so wait. So no, you're saying that if they
it was an independent judge who made the ruling. So,
but what do you mean by he'll get to play? That means while it's being appealed, he'll start week one. Or you're just saying he'll just start on week five after his own
games? I'm reading the chat. Oh my God, Sean telling me. Yes. He says yes, he'll get to play.
So while you're appealing, so it's just like a sentence, like when you get convicted in like criminal court.
Which is gonna be worse for him, because if it hands down, say like week three, then that's
what I was just gonna say. He could appeal it, and then they might come with the final judgment at like week three or week four. Then all of a sudden, that's when his suspension starts.
He will start week one if there is no judgment.
And I think that judgment probably won't come around till later in the season. Goodness gracious!
So
this is a mess.
So if the judgment comes down and it's like week four, and say he's suspended for 10 games, it starts week five. So he would have to wait those 10 games. I see. If I was him, I would do the six, take the six, and then boom, knock it out.
Yeah, get it on out the way. Yeah. Well, we'll see though. We never know with these folks, man, how this gonna turn out. Interesting stuff, man. Q, y'all still on?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm still here.
I guess Rock's still having issues, man. I don't know what's going on with his system over there.
No, he said just keep on going with the show because there's people listening live on YouTube and the show is still recording.
Okay. Yeah. But like I said, man.
Let's go back to the schedule for a second.
Okay.
So, what did we leave off at? I think we just talked about the Rams last.
Mm-hmm.
At the Browns.
Oh, yeah, the Browns, because we talked about Sean. So then after the Browns, we get Tampa. We'll go to Tampa.
Mm-hmm. What game is that? What number?
It's week five, I believe. One, two, three, okay, four.
Okay, so Sean says the NFL wants a tougher punishment on Deshaun. That's why they're appealing it. So they want more time to have him suspended. They probably want to suspend him for the whole year.
Well, no, originally they were asking for 10 games and a fine of like, I can't remember what the fine was, but it was in the millions. I mean, right now he's looking at 4 games, no fine, and he's only going to lose, like they said, like $345,000 at the end of the day, or something like that.
Hey, I don't know if that's a week or what. Realness, free Calvin, then. Like, stop playing.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that, too.
Man, like, that Ridley thing is a whole different beast, though. It's a whole different beast, because when you start talking about betting on games, I mean, look at Pete Rose and what he did to Major League Baseball. You start talking about people throwing games, shaving points. I mean, you start looking at, you know, not catching balls that they could catch. You start looking at, you know, you take the game and you turn it into, you know, basically just, you know, it's like, you know, Calvin could be like some guy throwing games. And I don't know, man. I just look at the whole Calvin situation as completely different.
Yeah, someone come in and said the first season game against the Saints.
Yeah. Yeah, our first season against the Saints.
Yeah, we start off with the Saints 1 o'clock.
And wasn't it rumored about they were trying to pick up Cam or something?
Well, so far, Cam's still sitting at home, but he got paid last season, so I guess he's probably all right now.
Yeah, I like your own comments, Rock. Come on now.
So after that Buccaneers game, we get the 49ers at home. Yeah. Trey Lance, right?
Yep.
Trey Lance. Okay. Sean said that Ridley was betting on games that he wasn't in, so it didn't hurt the team in that way. He didn't take away from the team. He didn't use any inside information.
That's what they said. Yep, that's what they said. But
wow,
I mean, obviously they handed him down a big suspension.
Will we ever see Ridley in a uniform again?
You probably see him.
I don't know if he'll ever be a Falcon again. And at this point, I hope not. I mean, dude just comes with so much baggage. And even, you know, when you thought you hit rock bottom, then this whole point this whole betting thing came out, and I was like, man, are you fucking shitting me? So, you know.
Yeah, I don't think he would want to come back to Atlanta anyway.
I hope Atlanta doesn't welcome him back. I mean, quite honestly, did anybody feel like his production is worth the headaches?
Nope. Not since Julio left. He went downhill as soon as Julio left.
Yeah, the Falcons were going to trade him until they found out he was betting.
Yep. So he brought that on himself, you know. Whatever happens to him happens. You know, it's like a waste of talent, man.
You know, I mean, I'm sure the dude will rebound somewhere else.
Oh, of course. Of course we will.
We shall see.
Knowing his ass, he might go to the Saints.
I don't think he's gonna be breaking any records when he comes back, if he comes back. You know.
I don't know about records, but he'll be breaking some from ankles. Well,
there's one record he might break. Most games missed for mental health issues.
He was going to go to Philly? Ooh, damn.
I don't know. That'll be interesting. See him up north. You know, Calvin is a southern kid, man. I don't think he can play up there and be productive. Some players just used to certain climate.
I agree, Sean. When Ridley comes back, he'll be a 1,000-yard receiver again. Guaranteed.
He'll be a Falcon.
No, a 1,000-yard receiver.
Oh, 1,000-yard receiver. I don't agree. Well, I think he lost all kind of focus right now.
I don't agree with that either, man.
No.
And don't be surprised if that fool gets in trouble one more time while he's sitting out on the suspension.
That's what I'm saying.
Dudes with time on their hands got nothing to do but get in more trouble.
Exactly. And
I saw something. He was hanging out with T.O. I'm like, man, that's the last person you want to be hanging out with. I did see something about him. Michael Vick reached out to him. That kind of made me feel good. That actually kind of made me feel good, because I know Mike has his head in the right place nowadays. You know, he's far away from that time, you know, when he was messing around. So,
yeah, you know, that goes with age.
Yeah, exactly.
I agree, Sean. When he come back, he'll be a dog. Watch. He's more mature. He'll be more focused. And he knows how easy the game can be taken away from him. So he'll, you know what I'm saying? I'm telling you, he'll be a much better player when he comes back.
I'm standing on he's not going to be.
Yeah, I agree with you, Algie. I mean, how you going to be a dog if you never wore a dog really before?
Mm-hmm.
He had some moments where he looked okay, but I mean,
he was that dog because of Julio.
Right. But Julio was Julio, and Julio was a dog because of Julio, you know. Mm-hmm. So,
just like Pippen was a dog because of Jordan, you know.
Yeah.
Same thing, you know. So I don't see him out there on his own, you know.
He was a dog in Alabama without Julio.
Well, you know, they're on a different level now.
That was way different level. The game's much faster, and he really, I mean, really, what has he done that's really, really impressed you?
Nothing really.
I mean, look at last season without Julio. He didn't do a whole lot the few games that we saw him.
He dropped a lot of balls, I know that.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know.
Like I said, I'm gonna take Calvin Ridley and put him on that shelf next to Jamal Anderson, next to all those other busts we had when we drafted.
I can't put him in that same category, bro. He was a 1,000-yard receiver without Julio.
Where? When?
I don't remember that season.
I don't remember that either. Could you explain, Aries?
Sean is saying if you look at his four games, he had 300 yards.
Yeah, but he had one good game against it was the game, I guess, before the Jets, because the Jets game in London.
He said in 2020 he had 1,300 yards.
I don't know, man. COVID season, no fans. Julio was still here, right?
No, wait, why are you pushing back the goalposts now?
I'm just saying, for a guy that had to step away from the game because people on Instagram were giving him a hard time, I can't.
He had 90 catches for 1,300 yards and 9 touchdowns.
I don't know how
Julio lined up.
Was Julio here then?
Nah, Julio was gone.
I don't remember.
How many years has Julio been gone?
Julio.
For some reason, I was thinking Julio was only gone last season.
No, he was off the team last season, but he didn't play the season before that because he was hurt.
But look at Julio's stats from the 2020 season.
Sean, can you bring that up for me, please?
We got to make sure I sign our person in the background of the show that just did the stats. And
he said he stepped away because he was having family issues as well as being robbed.
We all got family issues.
Wait, who stepped away? We talking about Ridley?
Ridley.
Well, he got robbed after he was... I think the robbery came after he was gone.
No, the robbery came before. He had his chain stolen.
Oh, I thought you were talking about his car. You know, he had his car stolen from Quick Trip.
Yeah, his car stolen too. Damn. Julio has 771 yards with 68 catches.
In how many games? Because Julio missed a lot of games.
He missed a lot of games, yeah.
But at the same time, and you got Julio on the sidelines coaching this guy.
Nine games.
You still got Julio on the side.
So that means really at 9 games with Julio in there to go off because Julio was getting all the double teams, but all the attention.
But really still had over 1,000 yards that season and didn't even break 100 catches.
He still had that mentor on the sideline as well, though.
And he had Julio there for 9 games. And you said he did that in what? 7 games he played?
All right. All right, Rock.
That's crazy. Yeah, but I don't know,
what's
man.
Rock saying?
Rock said, Aries, read my text too.
I know the one guy saying that really got robbed twice. I mean, so you step away from the game. I mean, you know, I get it. You know, you get robbed. You know, it can have some kind of effect.
I mean, when you look at it, is football really that much important to where you have to play through all that? Is it really that important? Or
man, I've seen guys play when their kids were being born. Guys have missed the birth of their kids.
But I've also heard about guys not playing because their kid is being born.
Yeah, it goes either way. Some guys on the field, some not. Depending on that person.
So it's a personal choice then, right?
If you're making that kind of money, man, who's worried about a chain getting stolen? Julio lost an earring and sent some divers out to go look for it, but he still played.
Exactly.
That's different, though. I mean, Julio lost an earring. It wasn't taken from him, but, you know.
But it's just goods that can be bought again, man, you know? And like he ain't got money to buy it. It's just merchandise.
Merchandise that he had stolen from him, like robbed. Gunpoint.
I mean, I get it. But there ain't nothing that he can't get again. You know?
I agree. It's not worth missing games over.
But
the mental health stuff I'll give to him. But he kind of let the city down.
But if you want to get robbed, he went out there running those streets. You know?
Yeah.
Rock says he's not buying the mental health.
I'm not buying the mental health, and I'm not buying some dude out there running the streets getting his chain stolen because, you know, he couldn't play in the games last season, but he was definitely on the sidelines. He was definitely on the sidelines for the SEC championship.
Q, let me ask you this. Have you ever had a gun pulled on you?
Once. We talked about that once.
Yeah.
So, when that happened, you go to work the next day?
Yeah, but he ain't take the whole year off.
Right.
You know? You know? I mean, I get it. I mean, yeah, you have to take some time off out of that, but damn. Man.
And when he got his chain stolen, he got a gun pulled on him? Because I don't remember that part of the story.
I don't know. That's crazy.
Like I said before, some things, you know what I'm saying, affect people in different ways.
Somebody said Godwin played after the death of his first child.
But that's Godwin.
Yeah.
We could go back and
sometimes
forth.
Sometimes you need that kind of distraction, though. You need to focus on something else to help you cope.
I guess.
Look at Brett Favre, who played when his dad died, and who else played? Was it Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers or something like that? Some people break, Some people break when it comes to certain circumstances. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah, I mean, I get that part. Yeah. Everybody, don't have the situations the same. Yeah, that's true.
So for Calvin Ridley, maybe getting robbed twice really fucked with him.
But then you think after the first time, you'd be more careful out here, though. You know what I'm saying?
But at the same time, you're a young kid who's got a lot of money that you're not used to. So you're going to go out and keep doing what you do. You're going to keep flaunting what you got.
Yeah, so I mean that's the thing.
That is the thing. We need somebody that can learn from a lesson. I mean, fool me once, shame on you, as they say. You get robbed once, you got to understand.
I'm
you're
sure
Ridley, you're Atlanta Falcon, you're high profile.
I'm sure Matt Ryan had a lot of money when he was young too. Playing football, but never got robbed twice. Different people. Different situations, man. Some people handle their profession differently.
People are out there to get you no matter what you do.
Exactly, man. I mean, that's true too. But you don't want to make it easy on them.
I think the thing is really he's a young dude. He's not paying attention to what's happening in his life. Maybe he doesn't have somebody in his ear going, hey, you already got robbed once. You need to be low profile. Julio was a way bigger receiver, way bigger name than Ridley was. And, Julio wasn't missing games like that because of personal reasons.
Julio was a different type of man when he came into the league, though. He was totally different from how Ridley was. He wasn't flamboyant.
But they came from the same school. Same background,
but the different person, a different person that they are changes. It's the person who you are is what helps you cope and deal with a certain rush of coming from college to the NFL.
Then maybe we can all agree on this. Ridley's not mentally there to be a football player in the city of Atlanta because the city of Atlanta, you're gonna get robbed on a daily.
At that time, no, but you never know what has happened over the past year
he was gambling over sports, another knucklehead move that he should have known not to do.
No, it wasn't, but what we're talking about, the year he's been out of football, not while he was still playing. The gambling came from while he was still playing football, and not the year he's been out.
When Rock asked me what I think about Julio going to the Bucks, I don't really, you know, think anything of it, really. You know, it'd be interesting. It'd be interesting to see him with Brady, but, you know, I don't have an opinion about it. You know, he's not in our uniform, you know. So it's just something to watch out for when we play him. Exactly. That's pretty much it. It's just something to look out for, you know, when we play him.
Two tears in a bucket.
Fuck it.
Hey, what's the over under the first time we play Tampa? Julio, 100 yards?
Yep.
Over? You going to take the over? Julio goes over 100 for the call against the
Falcons? I'll take the
You said over 100?
The over under. The over under 100. You think you're going to take over 100 or less than 100? I think you're going to take over 100 against the Falcons. And I think that's week 5.
It's hard to tell. I don't even know how defense is right now. You know? It's hard to tell that right now until we see what we working with.
Yeah.
Be honest with you.
He said, damn, Julio.
Yeah, Julio trying to get him a trophy. He gone.
Man, he was looking all happy and smiles in that photo when he was signing his contract that Rock sent to us.
I'm telling you, boy.
He's trying to get that ring right before he step away, but too bad it ain't gonna happen this year.
Well, that's what they said. Brady's first year in Tampa, and look what happened, and then look what happened last year. I mean, I know they lost, but they lost to the Super Bowl champs. But I think Tampa's going to reload, and I think Tampa's going to be a beast.
My pick this year,
yeah,
are the Bills.
Okay, that's a good one too.
My pick this year are the Bills. If everybody stays healthy. Mm-hmm. With Von Miller and their draft pick in the Cooks, they're gonna ball out. They're gonna ball out. I think that's gonna be the team to beat.
I can agree with that, Aries. Especially last year, even though they lost that playoff game, they just looked. I mean, they just looked amazing the way they just kept coming back. You could tell the Bills are just one or two seasons away from going to the big game. So
Miami, Tom Brady, Sean Payton issues. Like, man, I hate all three of the people that you just mentioned. I hate the Dolphins. I hate Tom Brady and I hate Sean Payton. So you know what I'm saying.
But what were the Dolphins thinking? How did they ever think they were going to get away with that? I mean, we heard rumors like months ago. I don't understand how they didn't realize that was going to catch up to them, and now it caught up to them and kind of bit them in the ass real good. I bet you your boy from Kansas City, I bet you he's sitting there going, damn, why did I come down here? What's his name? What's the star from Kansas City that signed with the Dolphins? The receiver?
Oh, I know who you're talking about. The cheater.
The cheater? What?
I didn't say cheater. Cheetah.
Oh, the cheetah. Yeah. I can't think of his name, though. It's escaping me. But yeah, I'm sure he's sitting there right now going, damn. Because that's going to affect him. Probably this season and next.
Yeah.
What's his damn name? Damn, I can't think of his name. Last shine to help me out with the name, Aries.
Tyreek Hill.
Tyreek Hill, yeah. Tyreek Hill is probably sitting there going, damn.
They lost their first round pick next year. They lost a third round pick and they got fined $500,000.
Damn.
And the owner can't have any contact with the team for what, like 6 months?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Yep. I didn't understand that. That was the craziest thing I ever heard. When I heard the rumor before, I was like, that can't be true. And then when I heard that it was true a couple of days ago, I was like, you gotta be kidding me.
Audio Jungle.
I
mean, with the way the NFL was able to, you know, bust the Patriots for everything they were doing wrong. I mean, you got to know the NFL's out there watching. You got to know people talk. I don't know. I don't know what they would have. I wouldn't want to play for an owner like that, because I'm just like, and then don't they have that whole lawsuit against them too, from the black head coach that was like, he interviewed for the job?
Yeah, they said that they didn't find anything about them trying to pay him off to tank the season.
Yeah,
to tank the season. So they didn't find anything about that. So they're going to let that go.
But they found some other stuff. So sometimes when you're looking for the big fish, you catch the small fish by accident. So they should have known. They should have known. Y'all want to keep going through the schedule real quick?
Yeah, go ahead. Let's
finish up the schedule. All right, let's do it then. So at this point, we've been going on such tirades, I can't remember.
You left off the Browns. The Browns is the last one you checked out.
No. It was the Buccaneers. So after the Browns, yeah. The Buccaneers, we get. So after the Buccaneers, well, we get the 49ers, which we talked about. After that, we get the Bengals, another good team, on the road.
In Cincinnati?
Mm-hmm. I mean, these road games here to start the season, I mean, it's going to be tough. You get the Saints at home, but you're going to the Rams. You're going to the Seahawks. You get the Browns at home, but you're going to Tampa. You get the 49ers at home, but then you're going to Cincinnati. And then, you know, finally you catch a break. You get the Panthers the day before Halloween. Then that might be a winnable game for us.
See, now that they're allowing fans back in the stadium, I might get that Rams game up.
Oh, you definitely should. If you can get in there, you definitely should.
Yeah, that's week two, right? Yeah, I might hit that Rams game up. Hey, Sean, you come out here, let me know.
So where do we leave off? I left off with Cincinnati on the road. So then the Panthers, we get them at home. Then after that, we get the Chargers at home. I don't know much about the Chargers anymore. Anybody know anything about the Chargers?
The Chargers are a good team. Herbert.
They still
Herbert,
got your boy. I was about to say, they still got your boy.
Yeah,
quarterback,
so. Yeah, Herbert.
So you think that's a loss even at home?
I got to see how we're playing at that time, but right now, I'll take that L.
I probably have to agree with you. Short turnaround after the Chargers game, we get the Panthers, but we get them on the road, and we get our one and only primetime game, Falcons-Panthers. I guess that's probably going to be a Thursday night football game.
Yeah. Amazon Prime.
Amazon Prime, yeah. Yeah. So maybe the Falcons at that point, they can beat the Panthers twice, depending on who's playing at quarterback for the Panthers. We have to wait and see for that.
It don't matter.
Then after that, we get the Chicago Bears at home. So that's your boy. That's your boy that went to Georgia and transferred over to Ohio State.
Yeah, Fields.
Justin Fields. So. We'll see what he's doing by that point. I think Justin Fields is going to be an all right quarterback. I think last year he just got thrown into a bad situation.
If they get him some help on that front line, he could be a decent quarterback.
I think so too. So then after we're done with the Bears, we get the Washington Redskins. The Commanders.
The Commanders. They took a whole year, and that's the best they came up with. That's
the best they could do. But we'll probably call them the Redskins for the next 20 years, because I don't think anybody's going to buy this Commander shit.
Oh, man. The Commanders. That's just ridiculous. I'd have took the Generals or something.
Yeah, I agree. Here's an interesting one, though. So after the Commanders, we get a home game against the Steelers. Anybody know anything about the Steelers this year? The only thing I know is that...
That could be a dub.
You think so? Well, the only thing I know about them is that their quarterback got killed on the side of the highway, which is crazy enough in itself. So I guess maybe they're scrambling to find another quarterback.
They drafted one, if I remember correctly. They drafted one.
And, yeah.
And they also have Trubisky.
Is that Rudolph kid still there? The one that got hit in the head with the helmet, remember that?
I think so. I'm not 100% on that.
Yeah, I haven't heard much about him. I think he might still be there. All right, so then after we're done with the Steelers, we get the Saints again back at home. Saints game is TBD, to be determined. That's interesting. No time set for the Saints game. I'm guessing if the Falcons are flexed. Yeah, I was going to say if these teams are looking decent, they might flex this one and give it. Maybe it could be a primetime game or at least a 4 o'clock game.
If the Saints are looking good, yeah, they're going to flex that game.
Now, here's where it gets real interesting. We travel to Baltimore on Christmas Eve to get your boy Lamar Jackson.
That's an L.
I think I have to agree with that. So, and especially if Lamar signs that new, hopefully he signs that new contract sometime before now and then. All right, New Year's Day, 1 o'clock, the Arizona Cardinals.
That's an L.
Yeah, I think so too. And then it don't get any better than that. Last game of the season, January 8th, Tom Brady comes to Atlanta. With Mr. Julio Jones. It's crazy how that works out. That's gonna be crazy.
By that time, Julio's gonna be hurt. You know what I'm saying? He'll be out for the season.
Either Julio will be hurt or he'll be just coming back from an injury to end the season. But that should be interesting. I can't imagine what kind of ovation Julio might get. I can't wait to see that game. And that game also, the NFL, I don't know if this was planned ahead of time or not, but that's a TBD game.
If Tampa's playing for the division or like the number one spot in the playoffs, yeah, that'd be a primetime game.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree. And that's the 2022 Falcons season all wrapped up right there, man.
Yeah, that's no bueno.
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Oh man, I have some issues.
We were just rolling through the schedule.
Damn, bro, that's just contagious or what?
Spreading like monkeypox.
Well, yeah, I can hear y'all guys, but I couldn't. Y'all couldn't hear me.
We'll just circle back real quick to get your opinion on just a couple of games that we found interesting. What do you know about the Chargers, Al?
Not too much.
Okay. What do you think about our chances against the Chicago Bears?
Again, I think Chicago is a good contender, man. But again, I can't really say anything until I see with the product that we're putting on the field.
All right. What do you think about this game? Christmas Eve, the Baltimore Ravens, Lamar Jackson.
It's probably going to be a L.
It's the same thing Harry said just as fast as you said it.
Yeah. If Lamar is healthy, you know, like the Lamar that we know.
Hello.
Yeah. Well, what about this one? What do you know about the Arizona Cardinals?
Hello.
Arizona, that's going to be a tough one, too.
We get them at home on New Year's Day. That's a 1 o'clock. But here's the kicker, and it's the one that Aries and I, we kind of went back and forth on for just a second. The last game of the season, Tom Brady and Julio Jones will come to Atlanta on January the 8th. And right now, the league does not have a time for that game. It is TBD.
That is going to be sold out so quick.
Man, I wish we could all go to that one together.
You ain't lying, boy. That's going to be crazy. Julio and Tom in town?
So, Aries said Julio probably be injured and miss the game. But then I said Julio might get injured early on in the season and come back in time for that game. And then Aries was like, yeah, you might be right about that one, too. So
you know he won't want to miss that one.
Yeah, I don't think he wants to miss that. I don't think the NFL wants him to miss that. I think that's going to be the mini Super Bowl of the season right there. That's going to be one of the most hyped games of the season right there.
It is.
Having Brady and and Julio come to the Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
Oh my God, the tailgate is gonna be crazy.
Yeah, we might get that as a primetime game, so we'll wait and see how that one plays out.
Yeah, that's probably definitely gonna be a night game.
All right, fellas. Well, all good things have to come to an end, and this show has come to an end. We went through the schedule. We talked about training camp, and hopefully we'll have another show soon. Rock is back. I don't think he can hear us though because he's not saying anything. But we got a preseason game a week from this Friday, so just 9 days away. So I'm sure you guys will be hearing from us very, very soon as we get ready to play that preseason game against the Lions. So hopefully we get to see some of these rookies in action. That'll be interesting to see.
That'll be a little something. See what we're working with.
Going all right. One of the famous words of Rock, if nobody has anything else, we're going to wrap this one up.
Yes.
All right.
We'll see how this first preseason game looks and go from there, man.
Yeah, we'll definitely talk about that. Maybe we can do a live chat during the game. That'd be cool.
It's
going
to be almost like a tell-all, you know?
I agree. Yeah. All right, Aries, thank you. Algie, good to see you. Good to hear from you. Join us again a couple more times this season.
Yeah, I'm going to try to fit it in, man. Especially to see how we actually looking out there.
Might be Rock, awesome. When I see it.
Rock, if you got that World Series ring on, put it up to the camera now for the folks, man.
I don't think Rock can hear us.
No, he's waving goodbye, so I don't think he's hearing us. I think he's telling us to wrap it up. Oh, no, wait. He's doing something. He said, one minute. Hang on. Rock and I went deep and far into Braves country to go do this. Put it on the Rock.
Anybody want to see that, man?
Put it on them, Rock.
Anybody want to see that, man?
Ooh, put it up there. Look at all the ring. Look at all those stones. The A, man. That's the A. There you go. That's the perfect view, Rock, right there.
Where the hell did that come from?
Man, Rock and I went far, far and wide to get that, man. Yeah.
Bling,
that's
huh?
It, man. That's it. That's that bling. That's the A.
Anybody want to see that, man? That shit look like Alabama. Just fuck this, man. Get
out of here. Oh, my goodness. Don't look like Alabama in person. All right, fellas. On that note, the heavyweight champion, Rock. Aries, Al.
Back in the game, baby.
Good night, fellas.
Back in the game, baby.
Peace.
Man, you were saving that one, huh?
Playing the latest episode, What's Up Falcons?
Check out the What's Up Falcons podcast exclusively at armchairallamericans.com. Subscribe to the What's Up Falcons podcast on iTunes and SoundCloud. Listen to the What's Up Falcons podcast at whatsupfalcons.com.